From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States is preparing to respond to China's cyber espionage by levying sanctions against individuals and companies who have benefited from the theft of trade secrets, the Washington Post reported late Sunday. Citing unnamed officials in President Barack Obama's administration, the Post said the U.S. has not yet decided whether to issue the sanctions, but that a decision is expected soon. Mr. Obama signed an executive order April 1st authorizing the Treasury Department, in consultation with the Attorney General and Secretary of State, to freeze assets of and block transactions with anyone responsible for hacking of U.S. entities or receiving that information for financial gain. The possible sanctions come as Mr. Obama prepares to host Chinese President Xi Jinping for a visit and state dinner in September. U.S. President Barack Obama is facing backlash from some Ohio lawmakers following his decision to rename Alaska's Mount McKinley, the tallest mountain in North America, to Denali. This designation recognizes the sacred status of Denali to generations of Alaska Natives, said a statement from the White House Sunday. The peak was named Mount McKinley in 1896 after a gold prospector exploring the region heard that Ohio resident William McKinley, a champion of the gold standard, had won the Republican nomination for president. Ohio Representative and House Speaker John Boehner said, "President McKinley served our country with distinction during the Civil War as a member of the Army, and he led to this nation to prosperity and victory in the Spanish-American War as the 25th President of the United States." The mountain rises about 6,000 meters above sea level. This is VOA News. Egypt plans to hold its long-delayed parliamentary elections in October and November this year, after more than 3 years without a legislative branch. Analysts say the new parliament may help restore some of Egypt's credibility internationally, but it may be able to do little to improve the lives of people at home. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports. We'll get back to that story in just a moment. A 25-year-old Ukrainian security officer was shot to death.
Chairman of the High.
There we are with
Chancellor
it.
Ayman Abbas says the elections will begin October 18th and conclude after two-day phases on November 23rd. He warns future parliamentary candidates against inciting violence or attempting to rig the elections. Current laws in Egypt are passed by the decree of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, including new anti-terrorism law 2 weeks ago that has drawn criticism from human rights groups that say it will be used to quiet opponents and the press. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
25-year-old Ukrainian security officer was shot to death Monday in Kiev, and dozens of protesters and police were wounded in an explosion during protests against more autonomy for pro-Russian insurgents in eastern Ukraine. Mostly peaceful flag-waving protests outside parliament turned violent after lawmakers voted to give preliminary approval to the changes demanded by the West that are aimed at restoring peace in the rest of the East. German Chancellor Angela Merkel called on all other countries in Europe Monday to do more to share the burden of the thousands of migrants streaming into the continent, but some of Germany's neighbors are resisting her appeal. If Europe fails on the question of refugees, the German leader said in Berlin, if this close link with universal civil rights is broken, then it won't be the Europe we wished for. Germany has accepted more refugees than any other European country, a total that could reach 800,000 by the end of the year. Thai authorities investigating this month's deadly Bangkok bomb attack on Monday announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital and issued arrest warrants for two new suspects, a 26-year-old Thai woman and a foreign man. Photograph of the woman, identified as Wana Suansan in a hijab, and a sketch of the unnamed male suspect were shown on a special broadcast on all Thai television channels. In Monday broadcast, the National Police Lieutenant General stated that fertilizer, explosive detonators, and digital watches were seized during Sunday's search of multiple units in an apartment complex. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.